the Diwa IPO. Diwa has released the numbers that explain why we saw that IPO increased twice during the book building process. It's 37 times oversubscribed and it's raised more than $6 billion. We're very pleased to be joined now by Sameer Lakhani, who is the Managing Director for Global Capital Partners. Sameer, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Do you want to put those numbers in context for us? Diwa has raised 22.3 billion dirhams. It's going to have a market cap of 124 billion when it lists. What does that mean for Diwa and its place on the DFM?
Well, it's going to be the largest company by value. It's already the largest IPO in the region after Saudi Aramco since 2019. We know this. What we also know is in terms of dividend payouts, what Diwa is guaranteeing a 5% dividend yield, which is the implied dividend yield at the top end of the range of the price, which is confirmed at 2.48 dirhams per share. So all in all, it's been a stellar result, and you know, the start of probably a capital markets revolution in the UAE.
I'm glad you said that, because we've gone quite heavy on this as a story because it seems to be part of a bigger trend. Every second day we're hearing rumors of whether it's an Americana or a division of Saudi Aramco that might list next. What could this mean for our capital markets here in the UAE?
In terms of what the government has announced, we'll start with that. We've got a slew of offerings. We've got SALIC, we've got Empower. By the way, Diwa owns 70% of Empower, so you're going to get a further valuation boost whenever Empower does list. And then we've got these private sector offerings. I think Lulu has announced its intent. You've talked about Americana. So we've got a bunch of companies that are just rushing in to list. Historically, capital markets, unlike the real estate market since the onset of the freehold phenomenon, have had a little bit of a rocky road, and that's primarily because the offerings in the capital markets have been more of the opportunistic kind rather than catering to the conservative investor. And now we're seeing that changing. With the era of rising interest rates, it's quite opportune in terms of timing, because you're looking for annuity-type dividend yields.
Could we see, and I'm speak as someone who's been down on the DFM floor a couple of times recently, it's been busy because of the Diwa IPO, but it has also largely been national dress. It's been UAE citizens, Gulf citizens who are down there on the floor. Could we get to the stage where we see UAE expats buying into the market here in the way that they would buy into their home markets?
I think so. I think expat investors in Dubai, the way they took up to the real estate markets, you know, again, in terms of statistics, when the freehold phenomenon was announced, expats were initially skeptical, and then you've seen the freehold market now dominated by expatriates. You haven't seen that in the capital markets as yet, and hence this initiative or series of initiatives taken by the government. I think we're going to see that uptake by expatriate investors rather quickly. Not only expatriate retail investors, but also institutional investors.
So let's have a look at the numbers that we have from Diwa, just to dial it back. You mentioned the retail investors there, which is largely our audience this morning. The IPO was 37 times oversubscribed when you take out the strategic and the cornerstone investors. What does that mean for retail investors and what they're likely to end up with from what they've put down?
Well, 37 times oversubscribed means that for every dirham that they applied for, they're going to get 2.7 fils in terms of an allocation. Remember, the overwhelming uptake was partly, we don't know the exact statistics, but we know that it was at least partly levered. There was this expectation right from the get-go that this was going to be heavily oversubscribed. In fact, I think there were news articles that came out on the very first day that it had been oversubscribed on that day itself, the very first day of the IPO offering. Hence the increase in the offering by Diwa. Remember, the initial size was 6.5%, and now that's been nearly tripled, which is highly unusual, but it is it is not that unusual when you see the level of interest that has been expressed. So, but to close the loop, investors are going to get 2.7 fils for every dirham that they applied for. That likely implies that what you have seen in the Western markets over the last few years, where IPOs pop at the open, you're going to see a similar phenomenon when DEWA opens up for trading.
Okay, so let's put that first of all in percentage terms. If you get 2.7 fils for every dirham, are you saying that people are going to end up with about what, 5-ish% of what they put down?
2.7%, right? 2.7 fils for every dirham, so 2.7%.
And when you say pop at the opening, presumably we've got some caps on how much stocks can rise in one session. What are you expecting those first couple of days of trading to look like?
We're running into global headwinds, right? The Nasdaq bubble, the Western equity bubble is deflating. In this part of the world, we've had a negative equity bubble and a negative real estate bubble, which in the case of real estate has been largely corrected. In the case of equities, we've seen a run-up, but we're still relatively cheap compared to global markets. Nonetheless, we've got headwinds. Interest rates are rising. The Fed has announced its intention to contract its balance sheet. Given all those factors, those exogenous factors, we still expect limit ups for the first few days. That interest is likely to be sustained because I think the next IPO is likely Salik, where we're going to see Empower being offered to investors very soon. DEWA owns 70% of Empower. Investors know this. And so we're likely to see DEWA rise to well beyond 3 dirhams very quickly.
Sameer Lakhani is Managing Director at Global Capital Partners, having a chat to us on the Business Breakfast this morning in the wake of those DEWA numbers. Over 22 billion dirhams raised, the IPO more than 37 times oversubscribed. And I get the prize for the stupidest question this morning.